with you, laddies. My name is Jacksepticeye, and
this is the Napcast. Hang on. I thought you were David.
Oh, okay.
What did I just walk into?
Who are you? Oh, wait. I don't know you.
We're going to get there. We have to introduce him in a bit. So. Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth, and we have Jesse with us again today.
Hey. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
So, Seth, what are we talking about today?
First of all, I think we should ask Jesse
a
question.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Seth, or so, not, okay, what, hang on. Jesse, we have a question for you.
Oh, do you now? Really?
Yes.
What is your favorite hot dog condiment?
Oh, man. See, Seth and I were talking earlier, and he said chili, and I thought that was a fantastic answer.
That's because that's the best thing to put on a hot dog.
No, is that what you would go with?
No, I would go with mustard. More mustard. Because it's readily available.
Mustard and chili? Or no?
Depending on how I feel at the time.
Okay. If you're feeling adventurous, just put everything on the hot dog and then... Oh, all right. And then we give you the chance, Jesse, as our guest on the show once again, you can ask either one of us or both any question you would like, any random question.
Well, Seth, I will ask you then, because I asked David last time I was on here. Seth, how do you like your steak cooked?
Ooh.
I am a medium to medium well kind of steak guy.
Oh, so you like it like kind of burnt on the outside a little bit? Or just...
Maybe not quite burnt on the outside.
I like my steak where it's browned, but the center is just a little bit pink.
Oh, yeah, I like it like that, too. That's
exactly
the best way to do a steak.
Can we bring out some steak puns or not really? We probably shouldn't, because the thing about steak puns is that they're a rare medium well done. Okay, moving on.
So, let's move on.
So, Seth, what is our topic for today, now that I remember to do this in the right order?
It has been a while since we recorded, but we are going to be talking about sandbox games today.
Sandbox games, with everyone's favorite being...
Minecraft. Was I supposed
Minecraft.
To say that?
Yeah, you're supposed to say that.
Oh, guess what? Minecraft.
Minecraft. We will talk about Minecraft. So.
Among other games. I actually have other games that I like to play, too.
Okay. I gotta be honest here. I know things about Minecraft, but I've never actually played Minecraft.
You've never played it. I think I've played it for like a little bit, and I looked at it and was like, no, this game is not really for me. But it's still a great game. Yeah. I'm not knocking the game itself.
See, my experience with Minecraft has been both on YouTube, as has like everybody else's.
Wait, you played Minecraft on YouTube?
No, I watched Minecraft on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
But I also have played Minecraft on my cell phone, which there are a bunch of people who are huge Minecraft fans. If any of you are listening, I'm sorry. They they think that is like the worst version of the game. And honestly,
it probably is.
It probably is, but I enjoy it. I think it's a lot of fun.
Fair enough.
If that being said, if it's the worst version and you enjoyed it, that means the game itself must be great.
Yeah.
That's a good point,
I can only assume.
Now, what makes Minecraft so good of a sandbox game?
Well,
Jesse?
First of all, what is a sandbox game as compared to something else?
That's the same question.
Oh. That's sandboxes in general. You know, when you consider sandboxes, I'm not going to actually. sandbox
if you
games.
Ponder.
Yeah, one of the beautiful things about sandbox games is you're just given a set of tools and say, here, go do whatever you want with it.
We may or may not have tasks for you to do, but go do things.
Yeah, go
Yay!
Do things.
I like things.
Go do things, go do whatever you want, and just have fun with no rules. And so that's one of the beautiful things that Minecraft brings to the table is that, I don't know if you guys have seen the stuff on the internet, but like people who built like the Enterprise out of Minecraft. Somebody built like a working 16-bit computer out of redstone from Minecraft.
Wow. You know what that reminds me of? I want to bring up this story, but I was watching GT Live, which is Game Theory Live, so Matt Pat and Stephanie they were playing GT Live, and in the middle of this live stream, they had, I guess, a mod, would you say? Where they had a cell phone in the game. So you
know,
Seth, how like the character is like 2 blocks tall, which would be, I guess, 2 meters tall, a little over 6 foot, or something like that. Each block is a meter by a meter.
I think the character is technically 1.7.
Oh.
That way he's not bumping his head on the 2 meters.
Okay, that would make
Minecraft
sense.
Blocks are a meter.
So basically, with the Minecraft... So basically, with the Minecraft blocks being about a meter tall, with the characters being not quite 2 meters tall, this cell phone in the game, which is made entirely of blocks, of course, was like... 150 some blocks tall. the screen itself, I mean, it was very pixelated.
Wow.
But it was a working cell phone. And the best part is, during this live stream, not only did they get the cell phone to work, they called, I think, video or like FaceTime, a local pizza place with the cell phone, ordered a pizza.
I've seen this, yeah.
And then
what?
The pizza girl joined them on the live stream for like 20 minutes. And I just like quote unquote kidnapped her and showed her like Minecraft and everything. So
what makes it even funnier is that on that live stream in that modded world with the cell phone, they actually had Game Theory had a bunch of their fans in there too, like their Minecraft expert fans. And so they bring this pizza girl in who's never really played Minecraft before ever. And so she's like looking around, she's got a flower and she's kind of walking in circles and placing, she just places a big pile of like gold blocks because it's creative mode.
Right.
She places a bunch of gold blocks on the ground.
And then all
the fans come over and like start decorating it and putting a sign. It's like pizza delivery girl's house, and they had flowers and everything. I don't know. It was really cool.
Oh, it was really cool.
See all them work together like that.
It's neat to see the way that brings people together.
It is. It's really cool the way that people come together to like build stuff in sandbox games. And I play this sandbox game called Starbound, which if you don't know what Starbound is, it is imagine so you spawn with this spaceship. And then you can use that spaceship to navigate around all these different like solar systems.
Spaceship!
Except you don't build the spaceship.
You have to repair the spaceship, but you don't build it. This is starting after the Lego Movie, where he's already got the spaceship built.
I can build a spaceship.
This isn't even related to what I was talking about.
Speaking of open world and building things.
Yes, actually, that's true. That's what Sandbox Games is, just Legos.
But a game. Anyway.
But a game, yes. So Starbound is this game where you can navigate to all these planets, and it's a 2D environment, kind of like Mario is. So you can actually go down to these planets and mine through these planets and find ores, or you can explore, and like there's other races you can talk to. You can find towns.
And you
can find these temples, and there are these boss missions you can do, and there are quests you can get.
Is there a lot of lore in this game?
Yes and no. Each of the races has like their own backstory. So there's six races.
Yeah, I mean that's about as far as I've gotten in Starbound. I built a character.
Yeah, you built a character.
Hey, you're doing well.
There's a monkey race.
You get an achievement.
There's a monkey race, a fish race, a plant race, a human race,
a robot race,
and the Nova Kids, which is like fire people.
Yep, they're
made out of like stars.
Plasma.
And they don't get to be called a race. They're just the Nova Kids.
They are the Nova Kid race. Yes.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
And they're all cowboys, which is really funny. By the way, they're all cowboys.
Let your kids
every single
up to
one
be
of them
cowboys.
Is a cowboy.
That's a Weird Al reference because I like that song. I just listened to that song recently, but anyway,
back to my story about Starbound. We were I was playing with a couple of friends, and I'm big gung ho. Oh, we got to do the missions, and we got to solve the quests, and blah 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 blah.
We got to do
blah.
The thing, yeah.
And my buddy, who's apparently not like that, is like digging through all our chests to see what blocks we've collected, because we've collected blocks from a bunch of different planets at this point.
Yeah.
And so he's digging through, and I'm like, "What are you doing? We need to go do quests." He's like, "Oh, I wanted to build a house," and I'm sitting there like, "Oh, okay, let's just build a house." And so we spent the next like hour and a half. It was something ridiculous. We spent ages building this quaint little two-story wooden house.
What took you so long?
It was this nice little wooden cobblestone house with like a fence and a balcony.
Did you have ivy coming up one side?
We did not. There's not an ivy block. We didn't have the ivy block at the time.
How dare you even suggest such an atrocity?
But it's quaint.
Oh, okay.
It is quaint, yes. It was a very nice house.
Did you have a garden?
Actually, it was on our farm. We had a planet that we had kind of converted to a farm, and so we had animals in one corner, and we had a bunch of plowed land. Because you can, apparently in Starbound, you can grow these, like you can grow tomatoes and bananas and whatever that you find on planets, like normal other planets besides Earth.
Yeah. Right.
But you don't, like, you can also grow batteries.
What?
And you can grow, the robots can grow and eat batteries.
And then there's so also cool.
Like, is this these, Narnia?
Like beak seeds and I don't know, things like for the bird people. There's a bird people. Bird people.
Oh,
I forgot about that one.
Of course there were.
Hey.
So there were a bunch of those. But yeah, I just thought it was really quaint. Like we were working together and building this little tiny nice house.
And it took you an hour and a half to do this.
I don't know. It took a lot longer than it really should have, but we were having a fantastic time. We were placing lamps. We were decorating. It was kind of stupid how long we took, but it was a lot of fun.
See, that's the good thing and the bad thing about sandbox games, I think, is that they're more fun.
You can have a lot more fun.
You can have
people.
A lot more
oh, yeah.
fun with
oh,
more
definitely.
People.
At the same time, that'll take a lot longer to get things done.
Yes,
sometimes.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if your internet is bad.
Yeah, or like in Gary's Mod, when you try to build things, like you have to spend all this time like suspending it in the air. But Gary's Mod's a sandbox game too, by the way. I should probably mention that.
Yeah, Gary's Mod is one of the quintessential sandbox games.
Oh, it's quintessential sandbox game.
Absolutely fantastic.
If Minecraft is Legos, then Gary's Mod is like your toy box that you just throw everything into. Like you take your
but you also
car,
have, like,
you
that's
take your
actually paint. A pretty good simile.
You take your sister's Barbie doll, your G.I. Joe figures,
a whole
your
bunch
doll
of rubber
house.
Bands and some spray paint apparently.
I don't know. You just throw all this stuff in your toy box and kind of shake it around. It's like, okay, play with these things. And you can just pull all these things out and just place them in the world, glue them together,
that is,
add rocket boosters to them.
That
is
like
the
perfect
yes,
analogy.
That is my
I love
favorite
adding
thing
rocket
to do
boosters to thing.
Or just like spawning in a whole bunch of either explosives or like like bouncy balls.
Oh,
yes,
like that.
Definitely.
Or both. Bouncing explosive barrels.
Well, and then the other thing is Gary's
Mod. Put rocket
Mod,
boosters on the bouncing explosive barrels.
Yes.
Yes. Gary's Mod also has the custom games that people have made, like the community's
like
made.
Like Trouble
too.
In Terrorist Town. Oh, like yeah. Pop Hunt. What was the other one? Like Hide and Seek, I think.
Hide and Seek is one. Murder game. Is one, just kind of like Mafia. It's not actual murder.
No, there's a dodgeball type game,
yes.
Isn't there? Like you
yes.
touched it last or something?
Yes, that's correct.
You touched it last.
No, you touched it last.
No, you touched it
that's
last.
That's clearly your color.
Well, whoever touched it last explodes at the end of time, so we'll find it out then.
Is there ever a tie?
Well, I mean, no.
But there's multiple balls, though, aren't there?
No, there's usually? Only one
there's
ball.
There's only
actually.
One ball.
It's actually ball tag. It's legitimately ball tag, and whoever has it last, the ball
just
and
explodes.
They explode.
So it's ball tag and hot potato and...
It, ball tag and hot potato and you explode.
Well, potatoes explode, too, if you put them in the microwave and you don't stick enough forks in them.
Okay.
So if you're cooking a potato, if you don't stick a fork through the skin and, like, puncture it, it'll explode if you cook it.
Oh, so that's why the potatoes in Minecraft, when they get baked, actually, like, split open, then.
I yeah. guess so. That would make more sense. Though, okay. That's a funny joke. This is just a side story.
Side quest.
It was a missionary who was talking in a church, like an evening church service, just telling her story. And she was talking about when she was growing up, she was always the one that was on the farm helping her dad. And so she didn't know anything about like cooking. Her younger siblings would do that. And then there was one day she was supposed to help with like cooking for a big meal. And she was supposed to help cook the potatoes. And she was told by her mother, oh, it's very easy to cook the potatoes. You just do this, this, and this, and make sure you put forks in them. And then she ran out of forks.
So she just kept going without forks.
Oh,
well,
no.
No, you're supposed to put the fork in it and then take the fork back out, so you just puncture it.
So she just stuck forks
just,
in all the potatoes.
She ran out of forks cooking all these potatoes.
Oh, no.
But back to sandbox games. There was one that I believe you, Jesse, mentioned earlier. Was it Terrarium?
Terrarium.
Yes. There we go.
And actually, Seth, you're the expert in that because you logged how many hours on it again?
I have had...
It's over 9,000.
Not quite. Oh. Terraria has been out since about 2010 or 11, I believe. I got it in 2012, and I have logged almost 800 hours on Terraria.
My goodness.
Yeah, I have about 200, which is pales in comparison, obviously.
Well, it's about 200 more than I have.
I've had the game for 5 years now.
Yeah, I've only had it for a couple. So actually, I think you introduced me to Terraria. Is that correct?
I think I did,
yeah, I think
actually.
Did.
What makes Terrarium such a great sandbox game?
Terraria.
So Terraria, if Jesse actually, when we were talking about this before we started recording, gave a great... like metaphor for Terraria. So it's 2D Minecraft with 8-bit graphics, so it looks like Mario. And what was the other thing you said?
Was it Mario physics?
Not Mario physics.
Mario sound
was,
effects.
And oh. It was like it had bosses and stuff too.
Yeah, that's what
that was the big thing we talked about was bosses. So that's kind of, in my opinion, that's kind of the whole point of the game is to go through and defeat all the bosses. You can obviously not do that and just build stuff. But I think that's the fun. I tend to like the questing part of sandbox games, which kind of defeats the purpose, I guess, but...
See, my favorite thing to do in, like, well, Terraria specifically, is to build a castle for all of my NPCs to live in.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of NPCs you can gather, like, to make a town.
Is this one where
you can do that in Starbound, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can. You can actually, like, build a house and put a chair and a table and a light or something in it. You gotta put enough scenery and stuff, and then you put, like, a...
Can you,
like you like make them renters. They actually like pay you rent
cool.
if you have them.
And they pay
you can you build a swimming pool, put them all in the swimming pool, and then remove the ladder?
No, this isn't The Sims.
Oh, that's The Sims. Okay.
Wrong game.
You can kill off all your Sims by putting them all in an empty swimming pool and removing the ladder. They
I,
can't
thought
get
you
out.
Could, I thought you could do it by like putting a plate in front of the door in a
There are
room
a lot
no
of ways to kill your Sims.
And then like they kill themselves because they can't go to the bathroom or something. It's something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, but we got to wrap up this episode. I'd love to keep talking about this off mic, but
yes.
We got to wrap this up. So. All right, should we do what we did last time where, Jesse, you just, like, sing goodbye on a random note and Seth and I will do our best to harmonize right away?
I will try my best to do that
all
again,
right,
yes.
All right,
so you'll sing a note. Seth, do you want to do the third or the fifth?
I will sing the third of the
you'll,
chord.
The third, so you come in and then I'll come in with the fifth.
All right.
And we'll go ahead and do that. So, Jesse, whenever you're ready.
Okie dokie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.